This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The head of the Iowa Democratic Party says he expects results of yesterday's presidential caucuses in that state to be reported sometime later today. They said in a conference call overnight the party was manually recounting votes in the caucuses after inconsistencies were detected. They were stressing it's a reporting issue, not a hack or intrusion. The candidates have left Iowa now to head to New Hampshire, which will have its first in the nation primary in a matter of days. Before leaving, though, most of them were expressing confidence with how they'll fare in Iowa when the results do come in. Among them, Bernie Sanders.
And when those results are announced, I have a good feeling we're going to be doing very, very well here in Iowa.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans, are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The most famous conservative radio talk show host in the land makes a stunning announcement on his show yesterday.
I have been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer.
69-year-old Rush Limbaugh is saying he did confirm his diagnosis with two medical facilities. Limbaugh, who's hosted his show for 31 years, had been an avid cigar smoker. All eyes will be on the nation's capital tonight as President Trump will deliver the annual State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress. A U.S. cruise ship is quarantined in Japan after authorities learned a person infected with the coronavirus flew into Tokyo and spent a few days aboard the Diamond Princess. Officials are going room to room to check on guests' temperatures and medical conditions. The world champion Kansas City Chiefs are back in KC. A victory parade is scheduled for tomorrow in the city. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
It's a political interview making lots of news. Former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden snapping at NBC's Savannah Guthrie as she asks him about his son Hunter's dealings with Ukraine.
Has it occurred to you that there's a certain irony here that here the president is accused of and has acknowledged wanting to get information about your son Hunter and his dealings with Ukraine? And this process of impeachment has ensured that everyone knows about Hunter's dealings with Ukraine.
That's a good thing, and no one's found anything wrong with his dealings with Ukraine, except they say it sets a bad image.
Well, do you agree that it sets a bad image?
And my son said that.
Do you think it was wrong for him to take that position?
No.
Knowing that it was really because that company wanted access to you.
And the exchange on NBC News gets more uncomfortable.
Well, that's not true. You're saying things you do not know what you're talking about. No one said that. Who said that?
Don't you think that it's just one of those things where people think, well, that seems kind of sleazy. Why would he have that job if not for who his father was?
Because he's a very bright guy.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, investors seeing green, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining almost 144 points to close at 28,399. The NASDAQ up 122 points, the S&P 500 gaining 23 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, James Herson there. He is here with us. Yes, the New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, and legal beagle. He is right here to keep us on the straight and narrow. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well. By the way, the Senate impeachment trial is going on, and I dare say that I bet no one is watching it. Now it's, the House managers, and then the defense lawyers, but they've set aside time for the senators to have some commentary, which Uh-oh. Is going to be so utterly tedious Uh-oh. And boring. I'm very curious as to what the ratings will be. They may have negative ratings for the first time.
Well, James, why don't we just? I mean, it's the same thing over and over again. It's on a loop. Whether it's Nadler or, if it's Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, even if it's MSNBC, I mean, it's the same talking points over and over again. And I guess they feel like, I haven't convinced you, so if I keep talking, maybe I can convince you. No, what you're doing is you're irritating the holy what have you out of all of us.
Yeah, no. And you talk about the loop, about things happening over and over again. We have some deja vus that are starting to occur here. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I mean, it's inevitable now. Everybody knows, and they knew it at the beginning of this process, but some on the far left did not understand the impeachment process. And now what they're doing is saying an acquittal is not an acquittal. An acquittal, it doesn't have legitimacy. Where have we heard that before, the word legitimacy?
Exactly.
Yeah. In the 2016 election.
Yeah. Because you know what? The 63 million votes were illegitimate. And the basket of deplorables are illegitimate. So we just cancel them out because that's what the cancel culture does. And so, if we cancel a presidential election, so what, right?
Well, no, and that the idea is that the Democrats were in denial, so they claim illegitimacy. They make up a phony narrative about the Russians and Putin. Mm-hmm. And then when you had the Kavanaugh hearings, and after they were completed, after they let the FBI, they delayed the confirmation for a week and let the FBI do an investigation of a ridiculousness. And after the investigation was through, what did the Democrats do? They said the investigation was insufficient. Mm-hmm. The hearings were a sham. The confirmation was a sham, and they called for Kavanaugh's impeachment.
Right.
And now what they're doing, as we know that Trump is going to be acquitted of this farce of the impeachment, now they're running around saying that the acquittal is not legitimate and that we have to restart impeachment again. You know, in other words, do it all over again with Nadler and Schiff. So talk about loops. And they're basing their call, they're basing their narrative, their talking points on a blatant lie.
Mm-hmm.
What they say is, and this has been said by Chuck Schumer, by Nancy Pelosi, by Kamala Harris, and a bunch of the House managers have said it. They say that the acquittal is no good because there were, quote, no witnesses.
Yeah.
And no documents.
What's the 18 witnesses that they went through? Those don't count. Well, the 17 plus 1.
18 witnesses, almost 29,000 documents.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they had 192 video segments.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Of their witnesses being shown to senators in the Senate trial, a record number. There'd never been anything like it before. It was done like a, you know, planned show, which is what it was, and then they run around lying,
yes,
saying that there were no witnesses and no documents, and that is the reason now that they want Trump to have this, as Nancy Pelosi said, the impeachment is forever.
Yeah.
You can't, no matter what the Senate does, the impeachment stands as a stain.
Well, so is the acquittal, Nancy. I hate to tell you, like it or not, well, that's the reality of it.
And the reality is the acquittal is legally, which, by the way, will be the first acquittal of a president in history. So we don't have any previous precedent to go on, but we just look to the analogies in the criminal justice system. We look at civil law, and what we know is an acquittal is exoneration. It is over. It's the end. And they can't run around saying that the acquittal is illegitimate, but of course they will, because Nancy Pelosi violated her constitutional duty, withheld the articles of impeachment, as we recall,
right,
and tried to stick her tentacles where they don't belong into the Senate, because the Constitution says the Senate has the sole power,
right,
to try all impeachments. That means that the Speaker of the House has zero power.
Mm.
But, you know, she just always wants to get herself into the game. But it was the Democrats who made a decision not to allow witnesses that would support the president's case. It was the Democrats who chose not to subpoena witnesses and not to fight for the subpoenas and let the courts do their job and litigate the issue of executive privilege. And the reason they did that is because they were on an election timetable.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to get the impeachment done before Christmas, and they wanted to get the trial. Apparently, Pelosi wanted to get the trial going in late January for some reason. Some people speculate that what she wanted to do was get Bernie Sanders out of Iowa, because Nancy Pelosi is part of the Democrat establishment that's trying to take down Sanders.
Exactly.
But, you know, when we talk about the 18 witnesses, one transcript of the 18 witnesses was missing from the record that was solemnly carried over to the Senate. Only one out of 18. And it turns out that was the testimony of the Intelligence Community Inspector General, Michael Atkinson.
Right.
Now, why would that be missing? Because Michael Atkinson is the person who had contact with the so-called whistleblower, and Michael Atkinson acknowledged, we had reports, that he said that the whistleblower was biased. So it would seem to me, and by the way, it's widely reported that Atkinson gave testimony that was helpful to the president's defense. And so Schiff hides it, just like he's hiding the entire origin story and lying about, you know, the contacts with the whistleblower, claiming he doesn't know that the whistleblower is Eric Ciaramella, Eric Ciaramella, Eric Ciaramella.
Right.
And so it's really amazing.
Well, James, you know, this stuff will continue unless there is some consequence. I mean, for somebody muddying up the waters, whether it's Schiff's responsibility, the whistleblower, just like with Blasey Ford. I mean, everybody got, you know, hands up in the air over Dr. Ford, and nothing was done as a follow-up. She was just allowed to come in, muddy up the waters, and because, you know, she's a woman, and we need to be sensitive about any kind of abuse, she's allowed to really, you know, turn the world upside down and turn a hearing for a justice of the court on its head. We've got to go to break, and we've got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman. And no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Bill Martinez, live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. James Hurston continues with us. James, as I was saying before the break, is there's no consequence for people to come in and muddy up the waters. I mean, what the Democrats have done, what Nancy Pelosi has done, Adam Schiff et al., and even you know, the alleged whistleblower that everybody knows, you know, they just come in and they just dump and poison the blood of the voter politic. And, you know, they've really done more damage, I believe, and they're able to get away with it. And guess what? They're going to continue to do so until they're voted out of office, or, you know, the majority of the Americans go, look at, you know, having Nancy Pelosi with the gavel in her hand and having the Democrats in charge of the House is insane. Otherwise, we're going to have another four more years of this.
You know, I mean, we're going to have it infinitum because now it's become a playbook of the Democrat Party to have these last minute witnesses come in and claim things and commit perjury. The fact is, you know, at least at the time that Christine Blasey Ford came up, we didn't really have a true Justice Department. We had Jeff Sessions, who was completely ineffective. Now we have William Barr actually doing the job of an attorney general. We've got John Burnham on the case. We did see some sense of justice because Julie Swetnick, that witness, and the other witness
right.
was brought in by Michael Avenatti, who's now behind bars where he belongs, awaiting trial on God knows how many counts. And there's going to be justice coming in November of 2020 because there's a very good chance that what we're going to see is that Nadler and Schiff and Pelosi are going to be in a minority in the House, and it's going to stop this nonsense. Because I think, I mean, anecdotally, I can't tell you how many people have come to me telling me they used to vote Democrat.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that they're just, they're seeing through this nonsense. And the polls show it in this way. The latest approval numbers in the African-American community of the president are staggering. They're 42%.
Wow.
It's never been near that number.
No,
you know, that's an approval number. But if that turns into a 15 or 20% vote level, the Democrats are toast.
Mm-hmm.
And it just appears, I mean, when we look at the accomplishments of the Trump administration, which are just, they're fantastic accomplishments, a roaring economy, the decimation of, I mean, when's the last time we heard about ISIS?
Exactly.
I mean, we see these, we just had another, the leader of Al-Qaeda was taken out. We have one military victory after another. We have peace breaking out. We have an extremely hardworking and effective president, mm-hmm. and the people are feeling it and knowing it, and there's a backlash against all the political theater, political stunts,
mm-hmm.
the incredible prevarication.
Right.
And Adam Schiff being the face of this impeachment, Adam Schiff,
well, James,
the
it's,
more
it's,
famous
it's
he becomes, yeah. the better it is for Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's diabolical, James. And this is where, you know, President Trump has to go back and embrace one of his earlier, you know, candidate promises in terms of draining the swamp and going after the corruption. I mean, Hillary Clinton has gotten away with the stuff. Barack Obama has gotten away. And you may have trimmed back the hedge of corruption a bit, but America wants it, you know, taken out, you know, by the roots. And, you know, yes, this puts pressure and focus on Bill Barr because, you know, Jeff Sessions, maybe he was just so much of an insider and wanting to be so nice that he didn't, you know, come in with a big enough stick, you know, whatever it is that you want to say. But, you know, the people are fed up with this stuff because at the very core of all this wackiness and, you know, lying Schiff and all these made-up stories and Pelosi writing her own constitution and abandoning, you know, the democratic principles, and I'm not talking party, I'm talking about this democratic republic and constitutional principles, I mean you've got to be kidding me. I mean, this is the gall of these elitists to think that this is what they can do, but Look at, they've been able to get away with it. If Trump wants to sustain and hand off something to his successor, he's got to go in and root out this this incredible depth of corruption that has been running rampant all these years in our country.
Well, I think I dare say that when Donald Trump entered his race and he ran for president and he used the slogan, drain the swamp, I don't think he realized how deep and wide that swamp is. I didn't. I think one of the great benefits of the Trump era is a lot of this corruption was revealed.
Yes.
And it's just, and when you say, you know, William Barr has a full plate to start with because of all the deferred actions that Jeff Sessions didn't take when he recused himself, and it just was feckless. And so his plate is so full, but you know, right now they're focused on the origin tale of the Russia collusion hoax, and it has come out now.
Yes,
FISA
abuses and all that.
That the FISA abuse was done, and as a matter of fact, Christopher Wray is being called into the Senate to testify and to account for. What was done, and what are you going to do about it?
What are you doing about it? Because he was called on this earlier, and he did make the comment that he was, he was going to do something about it. But I haven't heard any follow up.
No, and I'm afraid that he's another one of these holdovers from the bureaucracy, deep state, and that his intention is to just cover it over. And the American people, that is true. I mean, they want a sense of closure on all of these things. I mean, certainly it all centers around Hillary Clinton, all these Obama holdovers, the masking, the FISA abuse, the whole way that Crossfire Hurricane, a counterintelligence operation against the president at the time he was campaigning. It wasn't even a president yet.
Exactly.
All of these things are really stick in the craw of American citizens, and we have to have a sense of closure. I don't think we're going to have it all, but similarly, we need to investigate this whole the way that the Ukrainian hoax began.
Exactly.
And the fact that we have these individuals, a whole group of them, who were working in the National Security Council, some of whom ended up working for Adam Schiff as a staffer, and were friends with the whistleblower, and how the whistleblower brought in a party hack.
It's so incestuous, James. It is incestuous. It's disgusting. And again, I agree with you that Donald Trump has been an exposing agent. But what are we going to do about it? Knowing what we know now, after the Mueller investigation, $70 million of the people's money was spent on that whole hoax. Millions of documents handed over. The president was very open, letting them interview his staff over all this stuff, and it's like it's never ending. And and to hear them now, he didn't cooperate. Well, they knew they had to go through the process, and they chose not to go to the courts, and now they're whining about it, and again confusing the American people on the whole process of how things are to be conducted. And James, you're an attorney. I mean, you're a professor, legal professor. You teach. Is there like a whole semester on how to abuse the jurors so that you get the right outcome? I mean, is there a new strategy here that we don't know about?
No, I mean, there is actually, people don't realize it, but there's a concept called a lawyer ethic, and they're supposed to follow an ethical standard. And clearly, Nadler and Schiff have violated every ethical standard.
They don't know.
They should be disbarred.
Exactly. Well, James, on that note, we've got to say adios because we got to wrap it up. But to be continued, no doubt. James Hurston right here on Bill Martinez. Thank you, James. Take care.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Labs' 3 featured supplements, formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation.
Each are buy two, get the third one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The head of the Iowa Democratic Party says he expects results of yesterday's presidential caucuses in that state to be reported sometime later today. They said in a conference call overnight the party was manually recounting votes in the caucuses after inconsistencies were detected. They were stressing it's a reporting issue, not a hack or intrusion. The candidates have left Iowa now to head to New Hampshire, which will have its first in the nation primary in a matter of days. Before leaving, though, most of them were expressing confidence with how they'll fare in Iowa when the results do come in. Among them, Bernie Sanders.
And when those results are announced, I have a good feeling we're going to be doing very, very well here in Iowa.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
And Adam, this is the music that gets you going. How you doing? Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us as the caucus madness and confusion continues. You know, yesterday I was for a moment, thinking I should comment on appreciating all the hard work that Iowans do on behalf of the country. In conducting this caucuses, I mean, this is the kind of their claim to the whole campaign season, and it does take a lot of work. And last night, it had been such a debacle. I mean, I feel sorry for all the people that worked so hard, and to end up with this kind of result. And the result right now is no man's zone. And we'll keep you apprised if anything breaks. So stay with us. Right now, Craig Richardson joins us, the Executive Director of Energy and Environment Legal Institute. Craig, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, Bill. How have you been?
Hey, I've been good. Fighting, as you can tell, a little bit of that stuff that's flying around the country. And I'm not talking about the coronavirus, although that is getting a little concerning. But
the
now that
I guess
I know somebody sent me a bucket and of coronavirus. This is the new coronavirus. I said, oh, maybe in some parts of the country. But certainly for those that are seriously dealing with this, and I jump on a plane on Saturday, so I have a mask with me just in case. Because you got to be careful. You know, you got to wipe everything down and be careful about who you're around. Because the one thing about traveling is that people will be sick and they still travel. And you just go, wow, you know, and when you're in those, those aluminum tubes.
Germ factories, they just recycle that same air for 6 hours or however long.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's almost as bad as being in a kindergarten class in school, you know, with those little kids.
Yeah, at least your immune system gets stronger over time, but they're not
those little flamethrowers, man. I'm telling you, these guys are incredible. But Craig, I wanted to talk to you about ExxonMobil winning big in his climate change trial, and future decision could have big impact on what this has to do with. You know, we'd be thankful for a New York State Supreme Court judge who found the state's attorney general failed to establish evidence that ExxonMobil engineered a long-standing fraudulent scheme to deceive investors and the investment community concerning the company's management of the risk posed to its business by climate change. Explain to our audience what's going on here.
Well, I mean, those who are following the climate change issue know that it's a multi-pronged attack. You know, they've essentially indoctrinated an entire generation of school children, the Chicken Little thing, and now that propped up Greta, who last I heard she's going to win the Nobel Peace Prize after becoming the Times Person of the Year. And in the left's effort here to basically keep fossil fuels and everything else that's made us the country that we are in terms of our quality of life in the ground, there's also a legal strategy as well. And this would be the legal plank of their multi-billion-dollar effort to keep everything in the ground. They have thrown a number of these cases up. The one you're referencing, the article I wrote, is regarding the one in New York State, which goes back several years with a campaign called Exxon New. What they were trying to do is to make it a little bit like the tobacco. In fact, it was a lot based on the tobacco back in the 90s, where it was, they were back in the days where they got the CEO of the tobacco company to say that it wasn't addictive, and they sort of a gotcha thing. And they said, well, we got some Freedom of Information Act request documents showing that that's exactly what they did back in 2012. Once these legal people and the pro enviros got together and said, okay, we need to do a similar campaign, only this time we're going to make it look like the tobacco, the oil companies.
Right.
Yeah, oil companies were hiding stuff, which is not true at all. Anybody that knows anything about ExxonMobil, and I'm no fan of them either. I mean, they're pushing a lot of this regulation, quite frankly, because they're trying to, that's a barrier to entry for smaller companies. But
exactly.
If anybody knows anything, I mean, you probably remember they used to put those issues in the newspapers. They had the whole, that whole campaign where they would discuss things. I mean, they were pretty open. But for them, you know, for New York State, it was sort of a big target, and they even enlisted the help of Columbia School of Journalism, where they slided money over them so that they could even launch this whole campaign about how Exxon was hiding. So it finally reached litigation in New York. They were going to, you know, even though they lost this ruling, it what also came out as the part of discovery was millions of pages of documents from ExxonMobil. So they'll take a soundbite out of that, and next thing you know, there'll be a bumper sticker. So, you know, they won in some regards. Anytime you take somebody to court and you can go through their dirty laundry, you're going to find something.
Exactly.
But they also have several cases in, you know, of course, they picked New York and then California, right? It's not a coincidence in those two in terms of the favorability towards the left. In California, they use local nuisance ordinances, claiming that because the energy companies are causing climate change, which causes sea level rises, that they use local ordinances that are, you know, basically aimed at trying to keep parks clean and other things, nuisance things. And they said, well, this is going to be a nuisance because now all the water is going to be coming over the edge. So, you know, those were knocked out. So most of these are getting kicked out. But when it comes to the left, it's really that the legal issue is sort of secondary. The finding for them, it's all about a platform for them to beat the drum on this messaging, which they've done. And they've got more money than God, basically. The NRDC, one of the environmental groups, its annual budget is $100 million. And they own a couple buildings in New York City. So, you know, these guys have more money than they know what to do with, and it's all integrated, with the elected officials on the left, Al Gore running around making hundreds of millions of dollars, I mean, off this. So, this case itself is significant in that it was a New York decision, which you never know which way New York's going to go.
Right, exactly.
And I think ultimately, even in California, when they kick these things out, they all say the same thing, Bill, and that is, look, these are international environmental issues. We're not going to decide we're not going to predicate this on a local county ordinance dealing with nuisance. It's going to have to be decided at a macro level, meaning it's going to have to be a legislative issue decided in Congress, basically, and other international bodies. So that's ultimately the way they're going. But again, when it comes to the left, they use whatever platform, whatever public, whatever legal platform they possibly can to use it as a soundbite, and that's what they do effectively.
Well, of course, and then they continue to spread this ruse about climate change. I mean, people keep hearing, you know, how it's tied in and their perception these problems that it causes. I mean, you know, if it's not the Australian fires, if it's not the flooding in California and forest mismanagement, it's like climate change and Donald Trump are almost synonymous these days.
Yeah, well, of course, he calls it, or you and I drive a Ford Explorer. I cause it because I drive the SUV.
Mm-hmm.
And none of it's real. I mean, the fact of the matter, yes, the climate changes all the time, but the fact of the matter is that even if we did what they wanted, the last EPA administrator under Obama said that it wouldn't have any negligible effect on the environment. But even
right.
if we went to zero and destroyed our economy in the process, because you'd have to be back, like, you know, taking horse and buggy to work,
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't do anything until we get China and India as part of these agreements, and they're not. They're
right.
given. So then you have to scratch your head and say, well, why? Then what is this game? And the game was basically to move our entire manufacturing base over to China and India, which we did.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
because the highest cost for any employer is labor,
mm-hmm.
and next to labor is energy cost. So if you can fill out China, which is putting 10 coal-fired power plants a month that they're citing these things, and we're stuck with wind and solar. You're going to run Minneapolis on wind and solar? Good luck with that in the winter.
Yeah, exactly, without a doubt. Well, you see, and this is all this hoopla, and even after everything is said and done, if you were to get compliance out of Pakistan and out of China, you know, would it really make a big difference?
No, CO2 is plant food. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's not a food.
Well, yeah, you see, this whole, this is like, we got a bunch of Don Quixotes running around chasing windmills over this climate change deal, but yet they're still given place in some, you know, some credibility, whether it's Al Gore and all this, instead of, you know, people just saying, hey, look, why don't you just shut up and go away? You got bad science. I mean, we're stewards of the environment because we live here and we want to be, but, you know, let's do it based on truth and not a bunch of passion, misguided passion that wants to give a Nobel Peace Prize to a 16-year-old. Sorry.
Yeah.
Craig Richardson, president of E&E Legal. Thank you, Craig.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Keeping an eye on what's going on in Iowa, organizers and the Democratic Party are saying, look, it's that app. It is that app. I wonder if it was a Russian app. I don't know. But anyway, it's the app for caucus, for the caucus delay. And they're scrambling, of course, to get the results as soon as possible. We have Samantha Mal. That's who you heard giggling in the background here. She's the good news girl, and she brings a happy face to all things, just all things, you know, no matter what. And we always appreciate her. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
Oh, I'm great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, how'd you feel like all these people, you know, have been spending, you know, in some cases, 4 years working on, you know, this caucus? Here it comes to the climatic end, and the results are going to be there, and you've got the Democratic candidates leaving. Buttigieg was claiming victory last night without numbers, so I'm not sure what he knows, although there is suspicion that he, you know, surpassed expectations. Amy Klobuchar also is said to have done well, but it's, you know, that Sanders is probably going to come out the big winner here, and Joe Biden the big loser. So and maybe that's why Biden got out of town so quick, and you know they're on their way to New Hampshire, and here we have the second stop. And meanwhile, the Republicans got their caucus underway, and Donald Trump tore it up last night. By comparison, he's got the results, and you know he's off and rolling and not having to worry about dysfunctioning apps that are delaying numbers for him.
Yeah, I was wondering why did you know, I'm kind of confused about why the Democrats had an app, and then I mean Donald Trump, what did he get, like 97% or something? I think people are really confused as to what's. I've never seen it take so long to come back with the results.
Well, the Democratic Party, they from what I understand, is they incorporated some changes, and some changes I think that were to help you know Sanders, and he had some say in it, so it's. So it's of their own doing, as it always is. And, but, you know, it's just kind of funny, you know, if it was, you know, who knows? They'll blame the Russians. What can I tell you? So you know, we just move on and we chuckle and see what goes on. But yeah, I just it doesn't look too good for the Democrats or Iowans, and that's a shame because the Iowa. I mean, this is their claim to fame. They start off the campaign season. They work hard. They do all this vetting, and they do a lot of great work for We the People. And I was saying yesterday that I really appreciated all that they put into this. I mean, this is, just an incredible job and takes, I mean, it's nothing that just happens, you know, like a weekend Super Bowl party. I mean, this is humongous. And, so I'm grateful for them. I'm just sorry that, you know, their new idea, their new telephone app, didn't work effectively. And, you know, so here we are and, you know, kind of shades and memories of what happened with Rick Santorum. The year that he won, he actually won the Iowa caucus, didn't know it and didn't find out until like a week or two later. And so, you know, when you win something, you know, that does a lot for, you know, taking you and catapulting you into the next, the next area where voting is taking place and fundraising and all that good stuff. So he had a big stick in his spokes when they messed up, you know, there as well. So there's going to be some complaints, no doubt. Hey, this first story, I love this first story about this Minnesota woman who, of all things, I mean, you know, in the old days, I remember they when children were missing, they used to put their picture on cartons, right, on milk cartons. And in this particular case, you got a Florida brewery putting missing dogs on beer cans. Wow.
Right. I think this is such a great idea. I actually... I think that's really unique, and I actually think that's not a bad idea to bring back something like children having their face on the milk cartons because it's right in front of you when you're having breakfast in the morning.
Exactly.
But in this case, Motor Works Brewing Company in Bradenton actually recently teamed up with Manatee County Animal Shelter Services to help spread the word about adoptable dogs, okay? Mm-hmm. So there is a dog named Day Day, and Day Day has been missing for 3 years, and it originally had a chip, but the owner's information was out of date. And so, cut to, you know, recently, their owner, Monica Mathis, was sitting there. She looks at this beer. She's like, this looks like my dog. Now, she's moved to Minnesota at this point from Iowa. And she looks and she's like, there's no way. That so looks
she got
like
she got out of Iowa just in time for the voting, huh? Okay.
That's right. That's right. So she looks at the dog and she's like, that looks like my dog. There's no way that's my dog. But she contacts the animal shelter, and they had the older permission, and I guess nobody had been able to get in contact with her. And thanks to this beer company, this beer can, she was reunited. She wasn't adopted. She was just, like, returned home. Can you believe after 3 years? Nobody knows how she got from Iowa to Minnesota, but she did.
Well, dogs have a way. They have a way of traveling. Hey, who knows? Maybe somebody might find the results of the Iowa caucus on a beer can, you know, from Bradenton. I don't know. You know, It might happen. I mean,
maybe we'll finally know. You look at it, it's a surprise.
What a cool story to be reunited with her dog. So Day Day is now home and probably going, Minnesota.
Yeah, this is crazy. The dog had to be in shock. I mean, it really is crazy for them to kind of move in the same direction. Is amazing too. So.
Well, very cool. But
I love the dog's idea.
But I'm in Florida, man. It's warm down there. It's nice, you know. Whole deal. You take me to Minnesota.
That's true.
those people up there, they make holes in ice and they go fishing. You know, that's not my kind of place.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Good fun. Well, the only reason I'm teasing, of course, you know, Brad and, you know, the headquarters for of our network is based in Minnesota, you know, where it's always, you know, the sun is always shining, temperatures are moderate, and it never snows, and it's just good fun there. Right, Brad?
Oh, yeah. It would be hard to go from Florida to Minnesota, really. Like, what are the chances, too, that you would see a dog from there? Like, it blows my mind that she would be sitting there and get, you know, these beer cans are being spread everywhere.
On a beer can, too, of all places. That's great. I'm like you, too. Whether it's beer cans or milk cartons, we need to get kids back on, on milk cartons again. I thought that was a great campaign. This next story, you got a baby diagnosed with inoperable brain cancer, now cancer-free. What's going on here?
So, this is back in September. Baby, her name was Lily. She actually was diagnosed with a brain tumor. It was on the stem of her spine, and it was stage 4.
Oh, wow.
So this is something that's devastating for parents. You know, she was born at 39 weeks gestation, and her, what happened was the nurse noticed that her limbs weren't moving completely normal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, thank God for that observant nurse who's paying attention and saying, you know, there's something wrong here. And anyway, so they go through the chemotherapy, and within 3 weeks, they completely removed the tumor, and it's just amazing. This is at UCSF, if I can say it correctly. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Caroline Hastings, she's a pediatric neuro-oncologist, and she just said, it's just an amazing thing. There's no evidence of this brain tumor that she was born with. So they got to ring the bell for Lily. And can you imagine what a roller coaster that was for the parents?
Boy, I'll tell you, having gone through a couple of high-risk pregnancies, you know, with our daughter in Hawaii, yes, right. I can imagine. And, well, thank God all came out well. And speaking of cancer, of course, we got bad news when we heard that Rush Limbaugh has been diagnosed with lung cancer. And we're all praying for Rush and his family. And I'm not sure if they said it was stage four, but it's serious, and he's undergoing treatment right away, and he's going to be away from the microphone off and on, he told his audience yesterday. So, prayers for Rush Limbaugh and, like I say, and his family. Now, this next story, you got a teacher moved to tears by students pulling money to replace his stolen shoes. Well, what happened?
So Trey Payne's basketball, he's from Logan Funtel Middle School teacher.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Trey Payne, and his basketball shoes were stolen from his classroom. And, you know, I think that just always kind of, you know, as a teacher, when you give your life to that, and they don't make a lot of money, I think that would just really kind of hurt your sensibility, hurt your feelings. It's not even just about the shoes. It's just about the principal. But so a group of his students, they said he's their favorite teacher. They just love him. And so on Tuesday, they got a group of them together and surprised him with a card and a present. And this video has taken off and gone viral because of the not just the love of the students, but the teacher's reaction.
I bet.
He sits there and reads the card, and they pulled their own money together and bought him another pair of brand new basketball shoes.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
And I love that scene, too, where he goes, you get an A, and you get an A, and you get an A.
That's right.
Just kidding. No.
You basically have to at that point, right? Like, they're so sweet. They're so good.
Oh, wow.
To pull their own money together. And, you know, it was like it took something negative that probably, I mean, it has to demoralize you as a teacher when you're going and giving so much every day. It makes you wonder who took it. Why would they take it from me? They know, you know. Obviously, it could really get to you, and this has to really turn it around for him.
Yeah, we can learn so much from these kids. That's awesome.
That's right.
Well, the Super Bowl was on Sunday, and we had some winners and losers. And here we got a Kansas City Chiefs player who celebrates his Super Bowl win. I mean, they get extra money, big bonus money for winning the big game, and he pays for all dog adoptions at a local shelter. We got about 45 seconds. Tell our audience, Sam.
That's right. So Derek Nnadi, after winning the Super Bowl, he pledged to pay adoption fee for every single animal at a local animal shelter. He's a Kansas City defensive tackle, and you know he didn't go buy a luxury car or luxury automobile of any sort. He decided to help some other people, and they call it the KC Project. It's a nonprofit that helps operate the open admission animal shelter for Kansas, and I just think that's such a cool idea. It's like what a nice thing to do to celebrate your win is to help other people and other animals.
You know, and this is probably one of so many other stories that just not reported, where you get these celebrities and these winners of these big games like that that are very generous to their local communities. Well, Samantha Mel, the good news girl. Thank you, Sam.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.